USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is working to set up a call between President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron.
What I expect the president will do on that call is reaffirm our commitment to working with one of our oldest and closest partners.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there. France is furious about a new security deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia. The head of Homeland Security says they're swiftly processing and removing thousands of illegal Haitians who are living under an international bridge on the Texas border seeking asylum.
We are very concerned that Haitians who are taking this irregular migration path are receiving false information that the border is open.
Secretary Mayorkas in Del Rio, Texas, for an operational briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Another state attorney general is speaking out regarding President Biden's vaccine mandate. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican attorney generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
The Dow losing 614 points to close at 33,970. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Thousands of people are evacuated after a volcano erupts on Spain's Canary Island.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Facebook executives to testify after a Wall Street Journal story reported that the social media company knew Instagram hurts teenage girls' mental health, but kept it a secret. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains what the platform can do to people.
It has led to an elevation in the rate of teen suicides, into eating disorders, and we have heard from pediatricians and from parents for quite a while, plenty of anecdotal evidence.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, week two of the NFL season wraps up with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. More news always can be found online by going to USA Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.